Lesson 2. Powerless. Principle 1. Realize I'm not God. I admit that I am powerless to control my tendency to do the wrong thing, and that my life is unmanageable. Happy are those who know they are spiritually poor. Matthew chapter 5, verse 3. Step 1. We admitted we were powerless over our addictions and compulsive behaviors, and that our lives had become unmanageable. Romans 7:18 says, I know that nothing good lives in me, that is, in my sinful nature, for I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out. Think about it. When we accept the first recovery principle and take that first step out of our denial and into reality, we see that there are very few things that we really have control over. Once we admit that by ourselves we are powerless, we can stop living with the following serenity robbers, spelled out in our acrostic for powerless. The P stands for pride. Ignorance plus power plus pride is indeed a deadly mixture and robs us of our serenity. Proverbs chapter 29 verse 23 says, pride ends in a fall, while humility brings honor. The O in powerless stands for if only. How reluctantly our mind consents to reality. Whatever is covered up, the Bible says, will be uncovered, and every secret will be made known. So then, whatever you have said in the dark will be heard in broad daylight. That's from Luke chapter 12, verses 2 and 3. The W in powerless stands for worrying. Worrying is another serenity robber. Worrying is a form of not trusting God enough. Matthew 6:34 says, so don't be anxious about tomorrow. God will take care of your tomorrow too. Live one day at a time. The E in powerless stands for escape. By living in denial, we may have escaped into a world of fantasy and unrealistic expectations, both of ourselves and others. Ephesians 5:13 and 14 says, for light is capable of showing up everything for what it really is. It is even possible for light to turn the thing it shines upon into light also. The R in powerless is resentments. Resentments act like an emotional cancer if they are allowed to fester and grow. Ephesians 4:26-27. In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry, and do not give the devil a foothold. The L in powerless stands for loneliness. Loneliness is in fact a choice. In recovery and in Christ, you never have to walk alone. Hebrews 13:1-2 says, continue to love each other with true brotherly love. Don't forget to be kind to strangers, for some who have done this have entertained angels without realizing it. The E in powerless stands for emptiness. You know that empty feeling deep inside. The cold wind of hopelessness blows right through it. In John chapter 10 verse 10, Jesus said, my purpose is to give life in all its fullness. The S in powerless stands for selfishness, another serenity robber. We often pray, our Father who art in heaven, give me, give me, give me. Luke 17 verse 33 says, whoever clings to his life shall lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake shall save it. The second S in powerless stands for separation. Some people talk about finding God as if he could ever get lost. Romans 8:38-39 says this, "For I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from his love. Death can't and life can't. The angels won't, and all the powers of hell itself cannot keep God's love away. Nothing will ever be able to separate us from the love God demonstrated to us by our Lord Jesus Christ when he died for us." So congratulations. In your admission of your powerlessness, you have begun the journey of recovery that will allow you to accept the true and only higher powers, Jesus Christ, healing, love, and forgiveness. At this stage in your recovery, you need to stop doing two things. Number one, stop denying the pain. You are ready to take your first step in recovery when your pain is greater than your fear. Psalm 6, 2 and 3 says, "Pity me, O Lord, for I am weak. Heal me, for my body is sick, and I am upset and disturbed. My mind is filled with apprehension and with gloom." Second thing to stop is stop playing God. You are unable to do for yourself what you need God to do for you. You are either going to serve God or serve yourself. You can't serve both. Matthew 6:24 says, "No one can be a slave to two masters. Either he will hate one and love the other, or he will be loyal to one and despise the other." In addition to stopping these behaviors, you also need to start doing two things. Number one, start admitting your powerlessness. As you work this first principle, you will see that by yourself, you do not have the power to change your hurts, hang-ups, and habits. But Jesus said in Matthew 19, verse 26, "With man, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible." Second thing to start doing is start admitting that your life has become unmanageable. You can finally start admitting that some or even all areas of your life are out of your control to change. Psalm 40 verse 12 says, "Problems far too big for me to solve are piled higher than my head. Meanwhile, my sins, too many to count, have all caught up with me, and I am ashamed to look up." Here is our principal one prayer. "Dear God, your word tells me that I can't heal my hurts, hang-ups and habits by just saying that they are not there. Please help me. Parts of my life, or all of my life, is out of control. I now know that I cannot fix myself. It seems the harder that I try to do the right thing, the more I struggle. Lord, I want to step out of my denial and into the truth. I pray for you to show me the way. In your Son's name I pray. Amen."